Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Nick Theodoulou. And first up, there'll be no increase in the price of fresh milk, at least for the time being, after a dairy company planning to boost costs by 3% announced a U-turn yesterday following an outcry. Stakeholders, however, warn that there is a trend towards higher prices for essential items. General Secretary of the Retailers Association, Marios Andonio, said that the company in question will not raise its prices on fresh milk after failing to show why the price was needed. According to Andonio, however, his association has been receiving daily demands from companies and suppliers to raise their product prices. Deputy Director of the State Consumer Protection Service, Andonis Ioannou, spoke of a tendency for expected higher prices for essential goods. We will not solve the high prices problem with the milk issue, but it is an effort that we can make to at least control it if we can, Ioannou said. And in other news, a 26-year-old woman who had reported an ambulance employee for pretending to be a doctor and issuing her a fake coronavirus vaccination certificate will also appear in court, police told the Cyprus Mail. The case was reported to the police several months ago by the young woman, who claimed a man who presented himself as a doctor administered an anti-COVID vaccine to her and gave her a certificate, but she later discovered he was not on the ministry's registry. The 51-year-old suspect told police the complainant knew he was issuing her a fake vaccination certificate. She is due to appear in court once the investigation concludes. And next, the weather is set to take a turn for the worse today as the Met Service issued a warning for gale force winds, which are expected to affect the eastern part of the island. The warning is in place until 4 p.m. and wind gusts may reach force 8. Today has been named as Equal Pay Day by the European Commission, marked in Cyprus by an announcement that women working on the island are paid 10.4% less than men. Gender Equality Commissioner Ioasafina Andonio said that while equal pay between men and women has been enshrined in EU treaties for more than 60 years, it is not fully implemented. Women are still earning 86 cents for every euro men earn. Despite improvements to women's positions in social and professional life, pay differences remain wide and entrenched, an EU statement said. But the picture in Cyprus is not as bad as in many other EU countries, where the average pay gap is 14%. And next, a European survey has shown that more than half of young people in Cyprus are pessimistic about the future, while the country failed to introduce new policies targeting youth during the pandemic. The Eurofound survey showed that young people are now more likely to find themselves unemployed and to report poor mental health than the rest of the population during the COVID-19 pandemic, which put an end to a 6-year decline in youth unemployment. The report showed they were overrepresented in those sectors most impacted by the pandemic restrictions and are more likely to work on temporary contracts or part-time. The report added that youth mental health in Europe can now be categorized as a crisis in its own regard. And finally, electricity produced from natural gas can be expected during the first half of 2023, the chairman of the public natural gas company said yesterday. After years of failures to decide on the process of importing natural gas, Cyprus is still burning crude for power production, a fact that costs taxpayers in the form of emission charges. The project to produce power from LNG will have many benefits, while the cost of failing to implement it would be high. The date for the completion of the project is expected by the end of 2022. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, commentary and analysis, check out www.cyprus-mail.com.